Action item number 18, discussion and possible action to authorize template of financial terms for water and wastewater operations contracts.
Yeah, the next two items really kind of go together. What we have found ourselves in where we have all of these water and wastewater operations is kind of a unique situation, and that is we've got some facilities that are new facilities that are coming online because of the growth, and then we have some existing facilities who are in a state of transition now because of the LCRA getting out of the water and wastewater business in Williamson County and some other things. And so in the last year or so, we've received entreatises from several different, mostly municipal customers, asking for us to either renegotiate an old contract and perpetuate our continued operations of those facilities or to start work on a new facility. So we had to kind of work to put together a template, if you will, for the basis of those negotiations. And as we started working on that contract template, we realized there were some things in there that we've kind of taken for granted with respect to. In the past, over the years, we've traditionally done more or less a cost-plus type arrangement where we go in and we operate the facility in return for covering the costs and a management fee that's stacked on top of that. That's the way we've done business, but we ought not to assume that everybody's okay with that. So one of the things we wanted to do was to take kind of these bigger policy issues about, you know, do we continue to operate on a 5% management fee going forward, which staff, by the way, recommends that we do. Do we continue to charge 0.5% of a management fee on top of the financing work that we do? And do we continue to charge reasonable interest charges and the small percent of the time that we have where people don't pay us? It doesn't happen very often, but occasionally it does. And when it does, we have a percentage of interest that we charge on that. So what this agenda item really seeks to do is to engage y'all and to ask you if we should continue doing business that way or not. Again, a lot of these older facilities over the years were a product of the negotiations that took place at that time, and there really wasn't any kind of a template in place for those that we can see because they're all over the place. The Temple Belton facility, for example, doesn't have a management fee. We hope to be able to get them on a new contract where they do pay a management fee. The way that we handled overhead in some of those older contracts is different than the way that we handle now. So we're trying to standardize as much as we can what we do. And the off chance that we have to, through negotiations, do something exotic, all of those have to come back through y'all, where you can go, no, guys, I'm sorry, we don't want to do that. We want to stick with what you have. So the resolution that you have before you asks y'all to basically bless in our template this 5% management fee on O&M costs, the 0.5% management fee on the debt issuances that we do, and the lesser of either the going rate or 18% on interest charges for when people don't pay.
And this is what we do now?
Yes, sir. This is what we do now.
And this is based on the operations only at the plant that we're charging, not total operations?
Ma'am?
This is specific to one operation, like for 5% of the annual operations and maintenance expenses, that's only what happens at that facility.
It's specific to what you'll see, like when last budget cycle when we came through, and Temple Belton will have a budget item within that operating within
okay.
the book.
And the percentage is based on what happens at Temple Belton.
Yeah, now it doesn't have 5% of their O&M. Hopefully, after we renegotiate our contract with them, it will. Brushy Creek does. Hutto does.
Okay.
Both of those are examples of ones where we do have the 5% management fee.
Are there any other fees that ought to be included under this template?
Well, no, sir. Everything else is cost-based. They handle pretty much everything else under the true cost. You know, the water and wastewater business, if you're a governmental entity, is a very low-margin operation. The main reason why we're in the wastewater business is to make sure that we know that water is being treated environmentally responsibly and that the quality of that water is good when it goes back in our river. Yes.
Should we not indicate cost plus? I mean, that's our normal. We got management fees and interest and things, but
we do. There is a problem with putting cost plus into your resolution because there are instances, and Sugar Land is an example of this, and Georgetown is another example of this, where the city decides to go out and do an RFP for wastewater services. They don't call it cost plus; they call it something else because of the sensitivities that they have with their council. It'll be something less than cost plus, where they'll do some type of a fixed rate, floating rate. They've come up with all kinds of ways to try to make it look more and more like they are getting the best value for the city, which is kind of ironic because cost plus really, if you look at it, is the cheapest route they can go.
But. Okay.
John, if you would read the resolution.
Okay. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to incorporate the following schedule of charges into contracts for the operation and maintenance of water treatment and wastewater treatment facilities by the Brazos River Authority. Management fee, 5% of the annual operations and maintenance expenses, capital outlay, and repairs and replacements, and an amount equal to 0.5% of the annual debt service requirement, when applicable. Interest on past due payment. All amounts due and owing the Brazos River Authority, if not paid when due, shall bear interest at the lesser of the highest rate allowed by applicable law, or 18% per year from the date when due until paid.
Heard to read the resolution, is there a motion to adopt? Motion by Bennis, second by Sloan, excuse me. Please poll the board.
Deciding Officer DeClement?
Yes.
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Breeden?
Aye.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Landrieu?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director McKnight?
Yes.
Director Porter?
Yes.
Director Scott?
Yes.
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.
Director Ward?
Yes.
Great, thank you.